This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, UK correspondent Declan Evans. He's coming up right after this.
I like big butts. And I cannot lie. Mm-hmm. You are the brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itsy bitsy waist and a round thing on your face, you get sprung. Want to pull up tough. Because you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you. Take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but with that butt you got makes me so horny.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Okay, now let's just move forward here. I think we're about to unveil our surprise. There we go. Oh, ladies and gentlemen,
Declan.
Joining us from the United Kingdom.
Declan.
It's our favorite Englishman. It's Declan Evans.
This is okay.
Good morning / good afternoon, Declan. How are you, sir?
Hi, how are you doing? Yeah. Surprise is getting a bit old now, I bet, isn't it?
Not at all.
Not at all.
I just saw you sip from your Bob and Tom Tervis.
Oh, yes. They shop at bobandtom.com. So.
That's right.
I didn't even know we had those.
What is that?
What is that thing?
It's a Tervis mug. You don't have those at home?
Keeps things cool? Keeps things hot?
I have no idea.
How does it know? Keeps them hot? Keeps them cold?
How does it know?
But Declan Evans is our official correspondent from the UK. You guys did okay in the Olympics, Declan?
Yeah, we did okay. Fourth. So, yeah. So we started off terribly. Finished okay. Sort of story of my life, to be honest. But
Now, when do you? You're going to be teaching school this year. When do you start?
Oh God, about 2-3 weeks. I'm really not prepared for it. So.
And how? What grade are you going to be teaching again? What year? How old are the kids going to be?
I'll be sort of teaching anywhere from sort of about 11 years old to about 18. So.
Oh.
Well, let me tell you something. If you need somebody to come and lecture your class on being an American, I'd be honored to come and eventually be have to ask to leave because I've been there too long. I would love this.
What is your
Send me to England, Tom.
What subject are you going to be teaching, Declan?
Well, I'll be trying to teach biology. If it goes well, then that'll be good. If it doesn't, then I teach something completely different.
Okay.
Do you know anything about biology?
I'd like to think so, but those who can't learn teach. So
I see. Have you seen the textbook that you're going to be using yet?
Well, I've done my best at reading it through.
Declan, would you agree with me? Are things over there like they are here, where teachers are grossly overpaid?
wish you'd stop that, Josh.
Grossly underpaid, both of them.
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Isn't the English?
I just disagree with you.
Isn't the English biology book just titled "Nudge, Nudge, Wink, Wink"? say no more, right? Hey,
couple of points.
Does she go? Is she a goer?
Yeah. What?
Well, she is from Bolton.
That's right. Oh, say no more.
Now, Declan, we were reviewing some older terms for sexual activity.
Oh, this is biology.
Yeah. This might be good for you. Have you ever heard the term, hey, those two were engaged in amorous Congress?
Sorry, it's actually...
I've never heard that, no.
What about amorous parliament for you there?
You got to put in these terms.
Parliament, there you go.
Now, according to the 1811 Dictionary of the Vulgar Tongue...
Sure, sure.
The phrase, I'll just give you an example. Rumor has it, he found her bread and butter fashion with the neighbor. And do you have any idea what that means?
No, not a clue, but it just sounds like some Cockney rhyming slang, to be honest. So.
Yeah, it does.
That would mean that one was on top of the other. So they're bread and butter fashion. The butter goes on the bread.
Well, speaking of bread and butter, Declan sent all of us these sweet treats from the UK. And these have really kind of fun names. So these are jelly babies. These are... digestives?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Sounds like a Pepto-Bismol.
Wait a minute, what's a digestive? Slow down
here. Just like a kind of a tasty cookie.
It's like a wafer with milk chocolate around it, I think.
Tasty
biscuit.
Josh. Yes, indeed, yeah.
I don't know if it has any medicinal... Declan, are the McVitie's digestives, are these medicinal at all?
No, they're not.
I wondered that too when I lived.
Why would they call them that?
I loved them. We ate them all the time when
you wouldn't call a candy bar. Hey, have you got the new bowels move?
This one's my favorite name of the bunch. These are Jammy Dodgers.
Jammy Dodgers.
Like that a lot.
Okay, wait,
jam some
down.
Of those
you're
down.
You're going way too fast.
Face.
What's a Jammy Dodger?
It looks like some sort of butter cookie with like a raspberry jelly in there. Declan, what do you say?
That's exactly what it is. But obviously, we say jam here because that's the right thing to say.
Sure, sure.
Right.
You know the difference between a Jammy Dodger and a Jelly Dodger?
Careful.
Easy.
You can't jelly it. Oh, no.
Hey, cookie hey, up hey. Your... Okay.
Now, which of these is your favorite, Declan?
It's probably quite close, but probably the Jammy Dodgers are probably my favorite, to be honest.
All right.
And again, run it by me. What is in a Jammy Dodger?
It's basically it's two biscuits with a bit of jam in them. So called jelly and a cookie.
Okay. And no, what's that one?
Same language.
So this one is also from the fine people at McVitie's, and this is a Jaffa cake. I think I've heard of Jaffa cakes before. It looks like is it some sort of citrus thing there, Declan?
Yeah, so it's like it's not really a biscuit, but it's not really a cake. No one's quite sure what it is. Sort of a mix between the two, so it's a sort of cake. And then orange and chocolate and everything.
Why don't you open it up and have a bite, Willie?
Jaffa cake sounds like somebody who would be featured on a Nicki Minaj song. Nicki Minaj feat Jaffa cake.
No, and correct me if I'm wrong. Is that Jaffa cake on keyboard? That was amazing.
Oh, goodness. So this is one of the Jammy Dodgers. This looks lovely. I can't tell if it's plastic or part of the jam there. I'm going to take a bite.
Oh, that's always a good sign of a
plastic or
nice snack.
Is it good?
It's very good.
Plastic. All right.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Can I throw these around to anybody?
We'll try them on the break, yeah.
Peel the might be plastic off of them first.
I couldn't go ahead with that.
That's a ringing endorsement. This looks plastic.
Once again, our guest is Declan Evans from somewhere in the UK. Are you at your parents' house right now?
Yeah, I am. I'm in the hotel of mum and dad. So it's quite nice.
Are they home?
No, everyone's out at the moment. It's just me and the dog at the moment. So,
what's your dog's name again?
My dog's name's Oscar. So,
Oscar. Oh, very nice.
Oscar. Okay.
Not BAFTA. Thank you very much.
that is so funny.
According to Declan, not at all.
No, that was a head shake his head.
What kind of dog is Oscar?
He's a Labrador. He is.
Oh. Good dogs.
Nice.
Good dog.
Can you get him to come to the camera?
I'll do my best, but I'm not quite sure where he is at the moment. So,
here, Oscar.
We
will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
And then Declan, while Oscar shows up, can you kind of help me show off the big reveal here? The final thing Declan sent us is this football jersey.
Yes.
Did
you talk me through this, Declan?
Yeah, so I was very quite fortunate. I know the owner of the local football club, and I messaged him saying, oh, can you send a shirt for you guys? And he sent a signed football shirt for you guys to have a...
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Matches the one you're wearing right
now. That is terrific.
I tried my best to match. So
it's awesome.
How do you pronounce the name of the team?
Peregrine.
It's Lincoln City, it is.
Oh, and then it's on the front, it says Peregrine. What's that?
Yes, that's the sponsor, it is.
Right, yeah.
Football
jerseys are always sponsored.
But Peregrine, what do they make?
Falcons.
I think they're some finance firm from South Africa.
Oh.
That's where the Falcons come from, Tom. Come on, use your head.
That is so silly, Christy.
Sorry.
So all that advertising, you don't even know what they do?
No, not a clue. I follow the club, not the money. So
I see. Okay. So it's the Lincoln City. Is this named after Abraham Lincoln?
Yes.
No.
Sure. Yes, it is.
Yeah, he's big in England.
The club is nearly as old as Abraham Lincoln. So.
The hat all wears, they were top hats and fake beards.
So they're the, and then who's Morton?
So he's one of the players who plays for Lincoln, and the shirt you've got was what they wore in the playoff final at the end of last year.
Wow.
So it's actually... For a Lincoln fan, it's a very good shirt. So I was very jealous when he sent me it. Because
You should have kept it. And sent us the one you're wearing.
Yeah, this is great.
It is great.
Are you ready, Tom?
We'll proudly hang this here in the office.
Peregrine Holdings is South Africa's premier wealth and alternative investment specialist.
There you go.
So okay. There you go.
And it's their team. Okay.
Lincoln City Football Club director Sean Melnick is a founder and currently chairman of Peregrine and club's chairman.
Now, are they having fans at their games yet?
Slowly. As I say, should be back to full capacity. If anyone actually turns up would be another question, because Lincoln sort of hit and miss with how good they're doing. So.
Gotcha.
Well, a lot of us are kind of getting acquainted with English football because of the TV show Ted Lasso.
I'm finally caught up. I did yesterday.
Please tell me you think you've seen Ted Lasso and you find it insulting to you as not only a member of a British royalty, but just soccer in general, football in general. It's just insulting, the whole show.
Oh, no, I think it's quite good. As I say, the football they play is a bit dodgy, but. I think the character development is very good, sort of thing, and it's just a nice show to watch, sort of thing. So I don't mind it.
Yeah,
there we go. Play better football, but
well, we're all enjoying it very much, except for Chick.
I have an email here asking a question about the British language. May I?
Go ahead.
Go for it. I'll do my best.
Steve writes, and he says, since British people call a flashlight a torch, what do you call a torch?
As in the Olympic torch, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just call it an Olympic torch as well.
Well, what about a torch like if you were chasing Frankenstein?
Yeah, we could just call it a torch as well, just a flaming torch.
What do you think they're
called? As I say, we can sort of distinguish between the two when we look at them. We don't need different names, so.
According to Steve, that is incorrect.
What is the answer?
There is no answer. He just really wanted to know.
I know that in
well, but he told you what it was, so you're not accepting the answer.
Well, he was making a joke.
No, no, I was just being silly.
Oh,
now my friend,
keep up with me.
My Canadian former college roommate referred when he says "hand me the torch," he means a flashlight.
That's what
That's
the
exactly
question
what
was
we just
about.
Said.
This rules.
I really
That's
need you to pay attention.
Exactly what we just said.
Oh, sorry,
said.
I was over here reading. I've been handed mail during your segment.
My segment. You realize I was that. This was an email too that I read.
Well, I thought maybe it was the same one that
oh
I had.
Oh my god!
So funny,
Tom. You're just simply no good at radio.
You really have to pick
you're
it
really
up.
No
Declan,
good at paying
Declan
attention.
I don't know if did Dean tell you that we're auditioning someone for the DoorDash sidekick chair over here?
That would be my chair, Declan. Would you like to take my place?
Want to come to the States?
Do I get free DoorDash if I go?
Yeah. Well, that's not ridiculous. probably get you a discount of some.
Yeah, do you have a food delivery there, or is it called a take?
Yeah, we're not that quite backwards yet. Okay. But,
what do you call a flashlight?
No, you don't have carry out. You have takeaway, right?
Yeah, we have Uber Eats and another service called Deliveroo, and everything else is kind of still local takeaways. So
does Deliveroo, is it delivered by a guy in a kangaroo suit?
Oh, I hope so.
He just hops
right on a bike, so not as glamorous. Wish it was a kangaroo, to be honest.
Okay, now do you have a driver's license?
Yes, I do. I don't know how. I was going to say I'm a terrible driver.
Do you own a car? Do you have a car?
Yeah. I managed to have my first crash when I went on vacation the other day, so that was lovely.
Yeah, it's hard to get used to the fact that you guys drive on the other side, isn't it?
Yeah. Along where the steering wheel is.
Declan, let me ask you an important question. Do you enjoy talking with us? If it's no, it's okay.
It's good fun.
Now, is there a potential Mrs. Evans in your future?
I'm not going to say anything, right? I don't want to jinx anything. So.
Oh, good for you, yeah.
Is there a lady that you're contemplating having amorous congress with?
We know he has a girlfriend.
Amorous Parliament.
Yes. Call back there, buddy.
Because you guys could do a little basket making.
Well, these terms are just terrible.
Aren't they? Yeah. This is the fourth time we're hearing
this. Look how we feel.
Yeah. Maybe you and she are finding yourself in the clicket.
The clicket.
A ticket.
Okay.
Well, is that like a seatbelt thing? What are you?
Okay. Maybe activate the blanket hornpipe.
I love the blanket hornpipe.
I'm sorry, that's very good.
And by the way, clicket is slang for clicketaurus.
The clicketaurus is the famous dinosaur.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, sorry.
Declan is rubbing in the middle of his nose. He doesn't want to be here. You're already living like 90% of my dream, Declan. All you have to do is not ever answer the phone from us, and you've got it. That's my dream. Live somewhere they can't find you.
Look at his face.
Okay. If this young lady says she wants to take a flyer with you, you know what that means, Declan?
No, but you're going to have to tell me anyway.
Okay, if you're taking a flyer, it means it's something rapid and quick, and you're leaving your shoes on to do it.
Oh, just normally then, rapid and quick.
Yeah.
I believe Geoffrey Chaucer was the last person to say that.
Yeah, and I'll give you I want to see if you can get this one. What does it mean to give her the green gown?
This is a good one.
Think for a second. You're giving her the green gown. What's happening?
I don't know, but I'm going to be slightly disgusted when I hear it.
No,
gonorrhea, if that's what you're doing.
Thanks, Christy. Give her the green gown means you're out in a field, and it happened in the grass. And
so you got grass stain on her gown.
Yeah, right. She came back home, and there was.
Have you just discovered Urban Dictionary or something?
Exactly. Yeah, somebody gave him this, and somebody
on the internet.
It's not urban though; it's archaic dictionary.
Yeah, this is the Austin Dictionary, I think.
Jane Austen.
That's exactly right.
Call her up and say, "Hey, look, do you have a nickname for your sweetie? Do you call her like baby or honey pot or something?
Honey pot.
Not really.
Just call her by her name. What's her name again?
Molly Ann. Her name's Molly Ann.
That's a beautiful name. Yeah. Say, hey, Molly Ann, the guys in the radio are asking me if you wanted to come over tonight and take a ride on St. George.
And then Molly Ann would say, you're still talking to those people?
Declan Evans, our UK correspondent. Have you been to the States? We asked you. You've been here, right?
Yeah. I went to New York. We had this conversation last time.
That's what I thought. Okay.
New York, one of the minor cities of our country. Yeah. Try to see other places.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks, Declan. It's always a great pleasure. We'll call you again, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
And thanks for the snacks. We're going to check them out. Have we sent you a Bob and Tom's t-shirt yet?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've got the hoodie right here.
Oh, nice.
We have hoodies.
As I say, I'm representing.
I had no idea.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Declan.
For the gifts. Really appreciate you.
We got to catch you before you get back in school.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, talk to you next week then. Thanks, Declan.
See you, man.
Bye, Declan.
Did that surprise make you feel good, Chick?
Had Oscar on the head for us.
Oh, he's a fine gentleman, isn't he?
Yeah, I didn't hear a word you were saying while I was reading my thing over here, and then I remember.
No, you don't have to convince us. We know.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.